So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, pigel b'kaimetz b'lay b'levayne b'levayne b'lay b'kaimetz. If the kain had a machshavas pigel while burning the kaimetz, but not while burning the levayne, or the reverse. Remeir aimer pigel v'chayavin lav karas. V'chacham aimer aim b'karas at sheifaga b'chalamater. Remeir holds the mincha is pigel, while the chacham hold it is not pigel, because the kaimetz and the levayne are both mata es hashirayim. They permit the shirayim to be eaten, and the machshavas pigel is only effective if he had these intentions while performing the avoid of the entire matter. However, umayim chacham l'remeir b'minchas chaytiu b'minchas kenais shem pigel b'kaimitz shehu pigel v'chayav lav karas shai kaimitz hua matter. Everyone agrees that a mincha that serves as a chatas and the mincha b'saita do become pigel through a machshavas pigel during haktaras hakaimitz because it is the only matter these menachas have no levayna. Similarly, shachet echad min hakvasim lechol beis chalas l'machar hekter echad min hamezichin lechol beis sedarim l'machar. If he slaughtered one of the lambs that accompanied the shtei alechem with a machshavas pigel to eat both loaves the next day, or if he burned one of the spoonfuls of levayna that accompanied the lechem upon him with a machshavas pigel to eat all the bread the next day, remeir aimer pigel v'chayavin lav karas, v'chacham aimer aim by karas at sheyefagel b'chalamater. Remeir holds the mincha is pigel, while the chacham holds it is not pigel because he did not have this machshavas pigel while performing the avoid with the entire matter. The Mishnah concludes, shachet echem in hakfasim lechem imenu l'machar, hu pigel v'chaveir kasher. If he slaughtered one of the lambs intending to eat from it the next day, that lamb is pigel, but the other one is not, because each lamb is its own matir. It is only regarding the shtei halechem that both lambs are together the matirin of the shtei halechem. But regarding the kvasim, each lamb is its own matir. However, lechem mechaver lamacher, shneim kasher. If he slaughtered one of the lambs intending to eat from the other lamb the next day, neither one is pigel, because each one is an independent carbon and matir itself. And ein matir mefagalis amatir. One matir cannot cause another matir to become pigel. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding the first part of the Mishnah. Amar Rav, machlekes shenosna sakaimet b'shtika ves alavayne b'machshava. Avanosna akaimet b'machshava ves alavayne b'shtika divrei hakol pigel. The machlekes Remei Rabban is only if he first burned the kaimets with no specific intention and then burned the levayne with machshavas pigel. However, if he first burned the kaimets with machshavas pigel and then burned the levayne without any intentions, the Chacham agree that the mincha is pigel because kala oisa adas reshayin hu oisa. One always intends the second act to be in the same manner as his first act. Therefore, there is an implicit machshavas pigel in the second avaida, and it is considered a mefagel b'chalamater. However, Shmuel Amar adayin hu machlekes. Machlekes pertains equally to both cases, and we do not say kala esa adas rishayinu oisa. The Gemara brings proofs from several brises. B'med mamurim b'kemitzo b'matan kliu b'hilach. If machshavas pigel with the kaimetz alone causes pigel while separating the kaimetz, placing it in the kli, or bringing it to the mizbeach, because as Rashi explains, b'hanach gimel avaydis ein doyma lehen b'levayna, hekach kuli materu. Since there is no corresponding avayda with the levayna, it is considered a machshavas pigel with the entire matter. However, the brisa continues of a bolo lahaktara, nosen as a kaimetz b'shtika ves a levayna b'machshava, as a kaimetz b'machshava ves a levayna b'shtika. If he burned the kaimetz without a machshavas pigel, but he burned the levayna with a machshavas pigel or the reverse, Remeir aimer pigel v'chayavin lav karas, v'chacham aimer aim by karas at sheifaga b'chalamater. It is machlekes Remeir Rabbanu whether the mincha is pigel. Here we see clearly lo yamrinan al das rishayinu oisa. The Chacham make no distinction whether he had a machshavas pigel during the first avoda or the second, and we do not say that the second avoda follows the first. The Gemara answers bebeis deis. The Brice refers to a case where two different kahan performed these two avodas, and so we cannot say al das rishayinu oisa. Another brisa. One can render the carbon as pigel by having intentions during a single zrika on the outside mizbeach, because as we learn in Masechta Zvachim, kol nitana mizbeach achitzin shenasen matana achas keeper. B'diavad, if the blood was thrown only once, the kapara is accomplished. However, dam hanitana mizbeach apanimi kugoyin mem gimel shem kippurim v'achas aser shel par koyin mishuach v'achas aser shel par helm dabe shel tzibur. Regarding the 43 matanas of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and the 11 matanas of the Chatas of the Kohen Gadol or the Tzibur, Pigel, Bein Birshena, Bein Bishniya, Ubein Bishlishas. If he had intentions of Pigel during any set of matanas, Remeir Aimer, Pigel v'chayyam lav karas, v'chacham Aimer, Aim b'karas at jayfagel b'chalamater. Here too we see, Lo yamrinan adas rishayna huaysa. Tangentially, the Gemara asks about Remeir's opinion that Pigel v'chayyam lav karas as follows. There's an established principle, karatzas kasher, kacharatzas pasel, also referred to as achayakav amatik mitzvasei. The carbon becomes pigel only if the rest of the avodah of the matir is performed properly. And hi, kibin achashav ba bifnim, pasli, kimadi behechel maya ba'amahu dekamadi. Once one zrika was performed with the intention of pigel, the carbon is certainly disqualified, and the subsequent zrikas are meaningless. The Gemara offers two solutions. Mishkachas lo ba'arba parim ba'arba sirim. An additional carbon was slaughtered for each set of zrikas, because the dam spilled after each set of zrikas. Therefore, each set of zrikas is from a valid carbon. Lefguli miratzi. Even though the subsequent zrikas are not valid, they are meaningful regarding the principle of artzos pasul to become pigel. The Gemara also discusses pigel b'haylocha the kaimitz. If the kain had a machshavas pigel while carrying the kaimitz alone, there is a machlekes. Shlakish says, haylocha kaktar. It is comparable to the avoid of Akhtara, and the mincha is not pigel because ikanami halacha de levaina. He did not have a machshavas pigel during the halacha of the levaina. However, Biechanan says, haylocha kikmitza. It is comparable to the avoid of kmitza, and the mincha is pigel because kol avoid she'inim ateres, avoid the chashuvahi, lefagel alel b'fnei atzma. Since the halacha is not a matter, as Rashi explains, loy ma'akva, the efshel ha'ishin zeh lezeh, it's not an essential avodah since it's possible to circumvent it by passing it from hand to hand without walking. Therefore, each action is significant on its own, and one can cause pigel with the halacha b'kayim it's alone. The Gemara challenges Rosh Lakish from the Brisa cited earlier. B'med v'mamburim b'kimitzo b'matan kli b'hilach. An attention with the kayim it's alone causes pigel while separating the kayim it's, placing it in the kli, or conveying it. The Gemara assumes hilach da'aktar. This refers to bringing it to the Mizbech to be burned, which is not essential, as we proved earlier, and yet it causes pigel. The Gemara answers, Hiluch Damatan Kli. This refers to putting the kaimitz into the Kli Sharis. Since there is no such avoida with the Levaina, the kaimitz alone can certainly cause pigel. After attempting to reconcile this explanation with the wording of the Braisa, the Gemara says, Kasha conceding the difficulty of this interpretation. The Gemara also discusses, Hikter Shumshum Lechol Shumshum Acha Kala Kaimitz Kulei. If he burned the entire kaimitz in small sesame-sized increments, all the while intending to eat such particles of the shram the next day. Rav Chizda, Rav Amnuna, Rav Sheshes. It's a three-way machlekes. Charam a pigel, derech achila bekach, v'derech aktar bekach. The mincha is pigel because this is considered a normal manner of eating and a normal manner of burning. Charam a pasul, derech achila bekach, mein derech aktar bekach. The mincha is disqualified, but not pigel because it is considered a normal manner of eating, but not a normal manner of burning. Therefore, havelo kamincha shalei huktara. It's possible because it's considered a mincha whose kaimitz was not burned, and it's not pigel because there was no proper haktar. V'charam akasher derech haktar b'kach vein derech achila b'kach. The mincha is valid because it is a normal manner of burning, but not a normal manner of eating. Therefore, the kaimitz had a valid haktara, while the intention of pigel was not effective.